Would you like to know more? Would you like to know more?
Welcome to Almost a Podcast, episode 168 with Paul and Barry.
Hello, listeners.
We're talking about tournaments.
We're talking about tournaments.
You've already done fucking millions of tournaments this year. You've been the tournament man.
Yeah, exactly.
Like one a month,
two a month.
Maybe even three a month.
No, not that bad. But like...
You've definitely been knocking two a month.
I don't know about that. Yeah, like, I mean, I've been keeping up with... I've keeping up what I said I would do of running a Game of Thrones event for the club a month.
I think I've done... One or two.
No, well, that's you. Like,
the problem is, I can only do a tournament a month. Yeah, so, it ain't going to be that.
You keep crying off things anyway.
It ain't going to be that, is it? I ain't going to do that tournament every month.
Well, no, I suppose.
I've got other stuff to do. I've done two epic tournaments.
Yeah, cool. And we are running an epic. Are we running an epic tournament? We are doing
it. You've paid for it, haven't you?
No, I'll ask twice. In fact, I'll ask again. Yeah, like, but I'm going to be paying for it.
But we're running an epic tournament in July. Which will be good.
Yeah.
It's going to be official, going through Epic UK.
Yeah, that's cool. I'm glad that they said that was okay. Like, yeah, because I was like, well, why can't it be okay? So I'm glad they said it.
And you linked me into some Facebook group where the first question was obviously, why are you not playing the other fucking version of Medic?
Yeah, because there's no one who plays that.
What, you and John Webb? So why don't you and John Webb just go and hire a table and play Net Epic Gold or whatever the fuck it is you want to play.
That's right, yeah.
The dead system. We don't want the dead system. No, we want the really dead system.
Well, I know I said there wasn't... I said there probably wasn't enough players for a tournament of that. That's Net Epic.
So there isn't even enough players for a game of that.
Exactly.
Yeah. Freaking a tournament. So is there any other replies? Was that the only reply?
That's the only reply so far. I mean, yeah.
What a world. Yeah. What a world. I want a burger. But I don't want that burger. Have you got a slightly different burger? Have you got the one with
extra? We might struggle with... Andy's just replied saying, I'll get it over today. We might struggle with not getting many players that epic event.
I 100% agree. Yeah. But slowly catch your monkey.
Yeah.
You got to start small.
Yeah.
Once it gets in the calendar, then you've got it in the calendar. And then grow over the
I'm not too bothered about making the money back, etc. That doesn't bother me too much. But you probably won't make your money back.
Yeah. Well, I'm not going to probably make my money back on the one in Daventry, but it is what it is.
Yeah.
Maybe, I mean, you're slowly catch your monkey.
Yeah.
You're build, like you're on year four for the LGT now, aren't you? Well, I don't know how COVID affected it.
Well, there was the...
There was definitely a Stratford, and then there was definitely... Two in the...
Yeah, so it should be the fourth.
Yeah, four. Yeah. So, cool. Anyway, well, that's all flip-flap. So we're going to talk a little bit about events.
Mm-hmm.
I guess Winter Roller 2022 is going to be shoehorned in.
Is out. Yeah, is out. Is it because, out in the wild?
Mm-hmm. And I'll talk a little bit about my experience with Alice's...
you can.
...compendium.
You came crawling back to me.
I wanted to do the right thing.
Do the right thing. But, which is using a vet pack that works, yeah?
No, the one that's in the book. The one that everybody has. The one that is in everybody's hand.
For the listeners, I'm shaking my head.
Unfortunately, I might as well get that out of the way now. So I played a game with the OG Phil.
Yeah.
It was a demon off because I wanted to test out instability and the new Raise Dead or Raise a Demon or whatever it's called.
Mm-hmm.
So it's demons on demons. And we were using the Watchtower out of the compendium.
Which I have right here. Battle for the Tower.
Which has got some slightly different scoring, man.
Inspired by me.
Inspired by Ego Roller. But it still had a really, really, really perverse scoring system in that the kind of game was quite sluggish and then Phil scored at the top of turn three. So he went 3-0 up, I think.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Top of turn three, 3-0 up. And then he just wants to get broken.
Yeah.
Because you might only win 3-0 instead of 10-0, or you might only win actually 3-2 is what happened. So once you're up on in the game scoring, you just want to get broken. So if you can score early turn three and then throw your general into a combat with a unit of swarm, just get it killed.
That seems really wrong, doesn't it? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I had the second half of turn three to try and push Phil off the objective while not breaking him. And he only had 1.5 break to give. So I just broke him. before I could get, and then the game ends, so you don't get to play to the end of turn.
Yeah.
Because if
yeah,
I played to the end of turn, I could have moved my stuff against the objective and got 5 points.
Yeah.
Mm. But I couldn't. So.
Yeah.
And apart from that, the most interesting thing that happened in that game, apart from this, unfortunately, the scenario is, it's all well and good for like a friendly laugh, but you yeah, can't use it in a tournament because it doesn't work.
Yeah, exactly.
It's Phil takes a greater demon. He's been doing it ever since like he's had the list.
The way that would work is that, in terms of, because it's got a lot, it's got mostly there, it's cumulative scoring,
yep,
but it's cumulative scoring with a, it says random number of turns, 5 to 8 turns. Decided
we never got that far.
No, I'm
somebody's
going to
break
like,
most of the
like,
time.
Yeah, somebody would break. So, so to avoid that situation, you have to amend it that breaking the enemy gives you some points, but it
you're
doesn't
win the game.
No, yeah, but
breaking the enemy wins the game.
Well, but it's all yeah.
But then, well, it does in normal War Master.
Yeah,
so, doesn't it?
You have to
in
make
your
two,
system,
yeah, you either have to make two things. You either,
in your system, does breaking not win the game?
I will talk you through it.
Surely, but running out of clock and your system, I don't agree 100% with the clocks, but running out of clock, breaking the enemy,
yeah,
those two win the game.
Those are the ways you win. Yeah,
so
yeah,
all that needs to happen is here, if you break the enemy, you win. That's it. Yeah. Forget about the scenario. You've won. Mm-hmm. It's like in... Oh, I hate talking about War Machine because we do it a lot.
Well,
it is the War Master... But...
This Winter Roller 2022 is very inspired by War Machine.
The Steamroller. So back then, you could clock out, I think.
Mm-hmm.
You definitely could win games on assassination, so you don't really overly worry about the scenario. You're just going to try and at some point kill them.
Mm.
And that was a strategy.
Yeah.
And then the third one is you play the scenario. So I think if you just amended it on this, if you break the opponent, you win.
Yeah.
And forget the rest, you just get a 10-0 or whatever because yeah, you've broken them. Then the scenario will probably
the opponent still gets his points, but you
get
10.
Oh, yeah, you get 10. You can move straight to 10 and they might get 3.
You can't be penalised for winning away of the game. You know, like, as in you can't have a... So, like, if you've won the game, you can't be less than somebody else winning the game in another way. You've got to... If you
well,
win...
they haven't won the game. I've won the game. I've just broke
yeah,
you.
Yeah,
like,
so
the
mate, person who's won has to have... the you know, it's that's the best, the score that they've won. You know,
yeah, so I break you, you're gone.
Yeah.
And I lose.
Yeah.
Hang on, it's only turn 3.
Yeah, it would need a fix.
It definitely needed a fix. So anyway, the last story is that ever since Phil's been playing Demons, and he's into like game 6, and this was his first win,
mm-hmm,
he brings a greater demon. Not a character greater demon, the greater demon, like the high elf dragon riders.
Yep.
And he carries it round with a sorcerer with a ring of magic, so that when it goes into combat, he can cast the 6-up spell and get it like a bazillion attacks.
Woo!
No, it gets the reroll attacks. So anyway, he's nursing this thing round until turn 3.
Precious.
Not going to let it expose, kind of all round the flank. And then he commits it turn 3 into a unit of demon hounds or demon cavalry in the front. Rerolls all its attacks, whatever, a million attacks, whatever it is. Characters in as well, everything's in. Rubber lances, and then dies from the return attacks.
Sad times.
He's only got 6 wounds or something. He died. And the return attack. And you spent like a sixth of your list. Just on that one
to
thing.
To get this thing, engineered it.
With a ring of magic and everything.
Yeah, yeah,
and he still did nothing.
Did nothing. Oh, I feel sorry for Phil.
I know. Well, he won the game, so I didn't feel that sorry for him.
Yep.
But there are some big the problems with those kind of big like dragon riders and stuff. Deliberately, because they're meant to be underpowered.
Yeah.
So if you're playing something that's underpowered and expecting it to do well, that's probably... more on you than the game system.
So speaking about your event, in fact, you've got to promote your event. When is it?
Well, it's too late now. If you want to come, you've left it too late.
Well, why is that? It's not already happened.
Well, because I've had to book in and lock in and order the food and all kinds of stuff.
So how many players is it?
16.
Oh, that's all right. It's respectable.
Yeah. I put 16 plus me and Jim.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, what? So you're playing, aren't you?
No, I'm not playing. I'm running.
And what's Jim
Jim's spare. So if we drop down, he'll be the spare player.
Yep, cool.
So 16 plus me and Jim.
Cool. So before you switched over, what were you going to do? Three scenarios out of the rules.
No, just what we were just trying to rinse that watchtower scenario. But
so what was you going to be the watchtower and other things?
No, just the watchtower.
What, that 3 times?
Yeah.
Why that 3 times?
Because the pitch battle's not in there.
I suppose it's not, is it?
No, no. I kept thinking, where's pitch battle?
Hang on, no. This is scenario. Yeah. The simplest way to start a game is by lining armies up with about 8 enemies apart and one of the messages described. That is a scenario. It doesn't have a pay. That is a scenario.
So what's the scoring for it?
fight.
Just fight.
There isn't one. Like,
So you've got pitch battle in your setup anyway. Anyway,
yeah.
So we're going to use the winter roller. We're not using traitors.
No, it's fine. It's fine.
And we're
fine.
Not using the random deployment.
You don't have to. We'll talk about your event. When you finish talking about that, is there anything else you have to say?
The event's going to be good. So you get...
Where is it?
It's in Daventry.
Where's that to someone who's from America?
Well, it's in the middle of the UK.
Yeah, you go.
Near Coventry, I guess. Mm-hmm. I suppose if you could get your tickets bought before this weekend, then it will give them a week to sort out the food and stuff.
Yeah.
Because he's a nice guy, Graham, but he likes everything out
front. That's
the
guy
front,
who runs
the Battlefield.
Yeah. Battlefield Hobbies.
Yeah, mm. But he likes it all up front, which is, it doesn't, it's not, that's not overly, like, organiser friendly, because you do get people dropping in and out at the last minute. But now the tickets are kind of almost locked in, I guess.
Fair enough. So instead of that, you switched over to Winter Roller 2022.
We've got a ton of prize support. We've probably got a bit too much prize support, but you can never have too much.
What a problem.
What a problem. So you've got three cases from KR.
Yeah, indeed.
Albion Army from John.
Wow.
Plus player gifts, individual player gifts for each player. Got RPG Prince of Sent. It looks like unit of Lizardmen, maybe.
Oh, that's
each.
Cool. Yeah, yeah.
So for each player. Got Cymbeline Games are chucking in some stuff per player, I think. And then we got Event Dice, blue for turning up and gold for winning.
Yeah.
Winning's going 3-0 because it's a really low key event. All the prizes are given out on a raffle.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it doesn't really matter if you get like one win or no wins or three wins. All you're getting is a pair of gold dice, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a Blackgate Ogre Army. Full Ogre Army.
Well, you're giving away full army. Wow.
I'll do something with them.
Yeah.
I'm not selling them.
So for 16 players, there's, three armies? No,
two armies. Three cases.
Bloody hell.
Huh. And then...
Individual stuff for everybody.
Yeah, and stuff for everyone. So.
Wow.
And lunch.
Wow, I mean, fantastic.
Well, I'm sure you end up with a fucking transit van full of stuff to work with.
I don't know. I mean, but I'd be happy with that for the LGT. But, we shall see. Yeah, I mean, I haven't... The LGT is quite far away still, so I haven't started.
You bang that drum quite loud, so
yeah, no, I haven't. But I haven't started touting for it yet. It's like it's okay.
Mm. So it'll be good. Hopefully, we'll get more next year because I was expecting maybe it's the start of half term. I think there's the Queen's fucking not that I'm going to celebrate.
16 is fine.
Are you going to be celebrating the Queen's thing?
Is that
a sudden thing?
I mean, she was at, she randomly turned, I work in Paddington now.
She randomly turned up?
Turned up to the station in Paddington.
Well, like, did she get out of the car?
Thankfully, like, she didn't get take on well when she was there, because, oh my God, imagine taking in the Queen of the
She
station.
Wouldn't come to you.
No, I know, I'm good, and she shouldn't, because I'd just cry. I was like, imagine that, I'm in charge of an emergency department, and... Then I've got a patient is the Queen. I just cry. I just run away. I think.
She's just a human like you, Paul.
Yeah, but it's not, is it?
It is, sir.
You know. So it's all good. It's all good. Do you want me to talk you through what the rules pack is?
You can tell me the scenarios. I won't be adopting everything because it's got crocs and stuff in there.
Clocks. Yeah, right.
Because we're not using clocks.
Yeah, it's up to you. Like, the point of this document was to give somebody like you who wants to run an event a vehicle in. You can plug in bits of it that you want and not want. It's like, the scenario. So the way Winter Roller 2020 is done, and big shout out to Jim, Alex, and Sherwin for helping us design this. Is that you have a scenario with a single D6 roll. And a condition, which is a single D6 roll, that you put into the scenario. Three of the conditions are no condition, so that's in total. And in one of the scenarios, it's pitch battle. So it's entirely possible to roll up a six.
Or just
scenario.
Choose and not roll.
Just choose.
Because round one will be pitch battle with no condition.
Yeah, it's up to you. But you could do it as choosing the TO, or you could.
You
just
like all your randomness. You're like chaos.
Yeah. So,
in Blood Bowl, you've got is the ref watching or whatever it is.
Love that. I love that stuff. Been gotten in trouble in my Blood Bowl league. Check this out. Not from fouling. Like a little digress. So I'm in a Blood Bowl league where it's 10 games and then the top teams go through to a playoff. So I'd qualified for the playoff. I'd gotten there.
Yeah.
Right? And I was like, okay, so what happens at the end of your last game in terms of players recovering? well, dead are dead, but serious injuries can recover for the playoffs. And then you go to like a resurrection team. All right, so my Imperial Nobility, which is not a very good team, by the way, in the Blood Bowl, I've developed them really as far as they can go. Like, is in terms of...
Start with Fend and stuff.
Yeah, yeah, Fend, Stand Firm across the team. Right. It's like, I've developed, like, they are not going to get any better. Like, so basically, I played the game 9, and my team was recovered. Like, I'd spent all my money. I was like, why do I don't need to play the last game, because I'll forfeit it. Yeah, like, I don't need to play it, because the penalty for forfeiting, I still qualify. Like,
right, and if I play, I could get stuff
yeah,
damaged.
If I play, and I play against this guy called Sam, who takes it way too seriously, his Orcs team. Like,
that haven't qualified.
Well, no, they've qualified as well, but he'll go out of his way to try and injure my players. So, why should I?
Really? Yeah, yeah. So you didn't play it?
No, I was like, you said, no, I'm not going to play you. Like,
I forfeit?
Forfeit, yeah. I'll take the hit on my, not developing my team, and the forfeit of, like, a fan factor, which I don't need anymore.
And he does the two, two-star payrolls.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, whatever, I don't care. Like, because during the league, I had somebody forfeit against me because they couldn't become available. And so it's like, all right, okay. So I was like, all right, yeah, I doesn't matter, does it? Like, so
who's in the league then? Who's the big bird? So Darren, Big D, though, or anybody?
Well, he came in late with somebody else's team. He should have been there from the start. But it's like, that was the thing. I played Andrew. Like,
Not Andrew.
Really? Yeah.
At the club or
he
elsewhere?
Was outside the club, but he was the only person to pick me up on an illegal procedure.
He didn't call a legal procedure.
Yeah, he did. Like, I just like...
It's not even acceptable to even call people up on that unless there's...
Apparently, in Blood Bowl now, is that when you declare a blitz, you're meant to say, I'm blitzing with that player and they're going to blitz that player before you roll any dice, before you do any movement. Apparently, that's a thing. So I didn't say that and I wasn't allowed to blitz this player because I wasn't allowed to do the blitz.
What did you not just lose the re-roll or something?
No, as in I can't do the action.
That wasn't what it used to be.
Well, exactly. Like,
you used to have to lose a re-roll or something. So
I literally said to the guy, I was like, well, I didn't know that. Do you mind if I do that then? He's like, no, you can't, because it's against the rules. And I'm like...
He's the reason I quit Buzz.
Yeah. And I was like, wow. Like... Come on, man.
Was this his house?
That was mine.
So you couldn't even kick him out?
Oh, I could kick him. Well, I didn't.
I'd have gone home if it was his house. Yeah. I can't go home because I'm home. Yeah. I'm going to throw you out.
I didn't.
That's like next level kind of mentalism.
I mean, it's not...
It's somebody else's house.
Yeah.
You make him a drink, you see him there.
Yo, like, no dice have been rolled. It's like, it's just simply words, isn't it? Like, as in, it doesn't... Never mind. Like, you know, honestly, I like a bit of a sense
Did you lose that game, then?
Stop caring. You know, like,
exactly.
Yeah.
But that's how he wins a lot of games. People say, I just don't care enough about this game.
Yeah.
Let's just call it a win for you and I'll...
Bark. I mean, I just... Come on. You know, like, we talked about this before, like, the social etiquette of a game.
Yeah.
In terms of, like, and the thing that... doesn't matter, like, has made no difference, and it's just like ridiculous, isn't
it? Well, you should call a legal procedure for him going over 4 minutes a turn.
Well, yeah, there's the flip. I caught him doing the same thing and I let him off as a point.
Did you say?
Yeah, it's like, oh, you haven't declared who you're blitzing, and it's like, oh, sorry, and it's like, I don't care, and I said, I don't care, like,
and he did it anyway.
Yeah, he did it anyway.
I'd have made him play in 4 minute turns. He'd have had a heart attack.
No, it's not.
The sweat would have been pouring out his face and he'd be shaking and scratching his hands.
Anyway, in Winter Roller 2022, you roll a dice for the scenario and then you roll a dice for the condition. So the scenarios are incursion, take and hold, outflanked, king of the hill, meeting engagement and pitch battle. And the conditions are, well, there's three no conditions, and there's conditions traitors, dawn battle, and omen. So Barry, as a tournament organiser, can either do that randomly or can pick or whatever he wants.
You know, I like playing traitors. Although, well, it is a friendly event.
Yeah, it's up to you.
Well, what's the dawn condition then?
Well, I'll go through them all.
Yeah,
okay. So it defines what objectives and zones are, because these scenarios use objectives and zones.
Mm-hmm.
Objectives are a 3-centimetre diameter base. Zones are a 20-centimetre diameter area. Incursion has three, is you'd recognise it.
Oh, but everything's ripped out of War Machine.
Well, yeah, no, it's hard to get an original idea, isn't it?
Well, it's true, like,
So Incursion sets...
Why reinvent the wheel?
Yeah, exactly, yeah, because you don't need to. So Incursion sets up three objectives, across the middle of the table, middle, left and right. You're controlling points for controlling the objective. As simple as that, basically. Except at the start of the first player's second turn, you will randomly remove one of these objectives. So cool. You go from 3 to 2. In all of these, you go, the way to win, I should have stated that, is you reach 10 or more control points, gives you a scale of victory. Like, when you reach 10, you cap out and you've won. If you both reach 10 at the same time, continue playing until somebody's one player has a greater number of control points. So it can't be a draw. Irrespective of scenario condition, this is important. If a clock runs out, their army is routed by breakpoint, or their general is killed, they automatically lose the game, and they're irrespective of each player's control points. So that you will lose if you...
That was the thing I was trying to explain and didn't do a very good job of why the Watchtower doesn't work. Because you don't have to break their army, you just have to kill their general.
Yeah.
So they can expose their general to crazy stuff. Like, if you're a dwarf, you can put a general in Troll Slayers, and they can't stop fighting until the general's dead.
Yeah.
Because they're just going to go.
Exactly. So, Taken Hold is your classic placing of objectives.
Yep.
So you have three areas of the battlefield, the middle and your closest to you and the furthest away from you. You're placing down those objectives, and then you're cumulatively scoring on those objectives as you go along. I'm simplifying these for speed.
Scenario people can read it. Yeah, you're not expecting them to go through every...
Yeah, scenario 3 outflanked. You play two of the zones. They're two 20-centimetre zones.
Oh, what?
Hello, Moto.
Hello, Moto. Like,
well, that's interesting.
What is that?
It's the default that came with the phone. How's that going to work on the recording?
Well, we'll find out, won't we? If you heard it, it was a weird ringtone.
It's a Motorola ringtone.
Right. Okay.
Old man Barry.
You could just change that. Yeah. Like. Outflanked is two zones, and you're scoring points for holding those zones. It's most value of the units in those zones that are scoring it.
Right.
King of the Hill. Puts a zone in the middle and two objectives on left and right, and then it's a variation on how you're scoring. Simple as that. Then meat engagement has always been my favourite. We have the six.
Oh, imagine that with traitors on top.
That'd be hilarious. Yes. That'd be hilarious. So meat engagement divides the 6x4 into six squares, and you put down your scouts and then you put down the opponent's scouts, and it really mixes up.
Well, you end up in three random squares.
Yes, three random squares.
And they end up in three random squares.
And
then whoever gets first turn has a slight advantage, let's say, if they can get to you.
If they can get to you.
Yeah.
But if you don't guard against it, expect to be aced. Yeah. So that's the scenario. And then obviously there's pitch battle, which we know of. Then conditions is traitors. If you replaces, instead of rolling for a blunder, when you blunder, your unit goes over to the opponent's army. A unit goes over to the opponent's army. If it's in a brigade, it's random. Yeah, and
it's random as well. You can't even choose. Eh? You can have the spawn. You get the dragon ogres, do you?
So just don't. Well, but this is the thing. Is like you either don't roll double sixes, or you take an item to give you a chance to avoid it, isn't it? Like this is where if you're playing in that event, Dawn Assault.
So you just help Dark Elves even more because they've already got that. An item.
Don't need to take that item, do they?
They've already got that item. Why would they not have that item?
During this scenario, units cannot draw a line of sight further than 20 centimetres. Does not affect the character's ability to issue orders, because that would be terrible.
This is Dawn of War.
Dawn Assault.
For how long?
At the end of each game round, roll a 6. On a 5 or 6, the fog clears, and the line of sight is returned to normal.
Oh, great for those artillery players.
But they're only going to get it once, aren't they? Like,
what?
Whereas in a six round event, each one would... Like, the way I run this...
You say you roll random.
Yeah, yeah, but it's not going to be the same.
So, it could come out every time.
No, it's happened once.
Right,
okay. Yeah, and omens, at the start of the scenario, you put 6 dice to the side of the table, results 1 to 6 up. These are the player's omen dice for the game. Before making a dice roll, you can replace one of the dice you're going to roll with one of your omens dice, and you both have that advantage. What? So you've got six dice, 1 to 6, 6 results, and during the game, you can reply before you roll the dice. You can say, "Okay, I'm going to roll this command roll, but
what
I'm going to use
that."
What
came up with that idea?
It's good showing. It's right. You both have it.
You know
what?
The way that tournament play generally works, there tends to be one really significant charge.
Well, if it that's your games, like if you.
I'm telling you, when you play against Janus, oh man alive, or you play against Paul Godbold, the game comes down to a single significant charge, which is normally a two-order charge, normally with cavalry or something. And you're saying I can replace one of those dice?
So you can replace both of them if you want.
So I
can,
the first.
But you wouldn't need to.
No. Okay. So the first I say, I need to roll a 9.
Yeah.
I take a 2.
Yeah.
So that's automatic.
So the opponent's got exactly the same.
Like, he's not rolling, mate.
No, the opponent's got the same going into the game. The same thing. So you've identified what you need to do, and you need to do it before he does.
No, on my turn, when I'm going in, right, I need to roll a 9, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
So I take the 2,
yep.
And the highest I can get on the other dice is a 6, so I've got an 8.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I passed.
You passed, yeah.
Now, the second order to go in, which is normally the order that wins the game, by the way.
It's not as simple. Well, you're oversimplifying a game.
I take the 1.
Yeah.
Add it to a 6, I get a 7, I get automatic as well. So I get both orders automatically.
You burn all the omen dice, yeah.
So I get. Oh, I only need it once!
I think you're oversimplifying.
No, I'm telling you. If you. Well. Yeah. That's a really bad idea. That won't be being used.
Well, no, I wouldn't expect you to do. I wouldn't expect you, a conservative Tory, to do anything.
I'm not a Tory, but I'm conservative.
Get to do anything. What, you know, I'm surprised you're even enlightening anything.
Well, the scenarios are all right. They've been. Some of them have been in use for 15 years.
Yeah,
now.
Yeah, exactly. If there's enough negativity, like from people that count.
I'm only one voice. I'm not telling you not to do
then,
it.
These things, they can be adjusted. In terms of it's, it's interesting. It's interesting to apply them onto it. Like, if for example, if I have enough people crying at me that Owen's ruined their game for them, then it doesn't have to be there for the next time. Because I found that you'll always have. Somebody moaning about it, no matter what you do.
Of course. You can't please everybody.
Well,
you don't want to put something in that unbalances
the
game.
There's one person who's over prolific on social media who is just like, acts like I've murdered their children including like traitors as a. You've only got 3 games of an event anyway, so it's.
I wouldn't use it if I had 6 rounds of an event.
You're hopeless, Barry. It's like you should be a dwarf engineer who's like, well, I'm still not sold with his black powder weapons, and because you'll never try anything new.
What? So you're gonna you're there with your warp lightning cannon? You're blowing yourself up.
That's how we're different. Stars make matches, and you're like, well, I like this bolt thrower.
I like this dwarf
3,000 years ago, like this bolt.
Or this flame belcher.
That's too newfangled for you.
No, of course.
It's like, I've got a lifespan of 20 years, and maybe if I'm lucky, and I've created this thing that harnesses
warp lightning cannon that doesn't work.
This thing that barely works. We should use that.
Scrap all that old tech. Yeah. Give everybody a warp lightning cannon. Yeah. We're in, boys.
So horses for courses. I mean, you can take Winterwall and say, I think I'm going to play 3 rounds of pitch battle with no conditions.
Why not pitch battle?
Well, you can do if you want.
Well, at least it's got a pitch battle in there.
Yeah, it's got a pitch battle.
There's not one in the rule book.
No, there is, Barry. I just told you.
Is it? Where's the scoring for it and stuff?
Well, there is no scoring for it. It's just win or lose. You're like,
how do you do that in a tournament?
No, exactly. You're like,
win or lose.
Anyway, it's,
who wins?
All I can do as somebody who's running an event, a Warmaster event, is all I can do is try and create the best tournament pack that I've seen. And I have not seen a better tournament pack than one I've created because I don't use it. I'm not precious to this that it's gospel and it can't ever be changed. Like if I...
It's been changed this year.
But it's unlike, it's in that set in stone and that'll never... Like that's it. This is in for LGT 22. But it's like, it will evolve again off the back of that, to 2023.
To get rid of the omens.
We'll see. I've not, like other people that have run events, I've not seen a better tournament pack, because if I did see it, I'd use it.
Well, you nick some of it for a start.
Yeah, I'd nick some of it for a start.
Of course you would.
But it's like, no, like I didn't get to War Master, or so War, how do you pronounce this? War Master.
As in W-O-R.
Yeah, so the event that was called War Master, you know, I didn't get to go to because I got stuck working. But, you know, it's in like, and it had, they had their own unique take on things.
They didn't have the only victory points count this time.
Yeah, yeah. They had.
Did they or did they not?
I can't remember.
I didn't read the scenario pack. But
yeah, because
I remember the last time we went, it was just victory points only.
Yeah.
It didn't matter if you won or lost.
Yeah.
It was just how many victory points you killed.
So, but when I looked at their rules pack, I like, there was nothing there. I thought, oh, that's better than what I've created because I would have taken it. Yeah. There you go.
That's good. Mm-hmm. Imitation is the greatest
form
of flattery.
Exactly. It's like, I'm open to criticism, but equally, criticism for the sake of criticism with no solution is just people moaning. Like, is it like?
I haven't moaned. I'm just saying I'm not using it.
Yeah.
I've told you why I'm not using it.
That's fine.
And I'm not using it.
I'm surprised you'll play anything but pitch battles.
Well, that's the problem straight away. You only took me about half a millisecond to say this is how I'd abuse it.
How you would abuse it.
Yeah, for sure.
But it's like, never mind. We've already spoken, had a conversation on that.
Onwards.
onwards.
So, what is... you finish your winter roll.
Yes,
one thing to say is Paul used hard clocks in this.
Yes.
So hard clocks are, if you don't know, are brutal.
There's a massive back and forth going on behind the scenes with WhatsApp over the clock format. But no matter how you phrase it, when one person runs out of time, whether it's some scale or like soft clocks or like et cetera, you know, you're out of time.
There are three clock systems. There's a hard clock, which Paul uses, which is each player has a designated amount of time.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's an hour and 15. Yep. When you run out of your hour and 15, you've lost.
Yeah, you've lost.
You've lost. So if you bring a break 16 army and you spend your entire turn moving your army and fighting combats on your turn, and you run out of your hour and 15, you have lost.
Yeah.
You've broken the opponent or won on scenario.
Exactly. And that is something you should consider with what you're taking to an event.
Now, the one that Jim favours, he's got quite a few variants running around, but he prefers something called a soft clock,
mm-hmm.
where you have an hour and 15.
Mm-hmm.
But when you run out of time, you can't do very much.
Yeah.
You don't lose.
Yeah.
But you lose the ability to order.
But my question to that is if you've run out of time and you've got this method we're talking about, in any situation, should you be able to still win? You've run out of time.
I'm not sure you could still win.
Well, yeah, but like, so then it's basically a hard clock, isn't it?
Well, no, because...
Well, it's like, so if you've run out of time...
You could draw, for sure.
But there are no draws in a tournament.
Well, there can be a draw, it's just a double loss.
Yeah. Anyway, so my point, counterpoint to a soft clock is that should there be a situation where you've run out of time and you're on a soft clock method, so thus, if you run out of time, should you be able to still win somehow? Well, if the answer is no, it might as well be a hard clock. Yeah, basically. That's why I say it.
Oh, the problem with the hard clock, there's no people pinging. I'm normally not that popular.
Whatever.
Now I've got pinging and dinging.
Yeah, like
it. So, the problem with the hard clock is it encourages some kind of negative play behaviours. So you don't really want to do anything early on. You want to keep your turns really short. You don't want to fight on your turns. You don't want to move too much on your turns. Let it all happen on the opponent's
people
turn.
People who run out of time have run out because they spent too long in the turns that didn't matter.
Yeah, but I would agree in other game systems, but the combats can take a lot of time in War.
Yeah, they can.
And if you're doing all the combats on your turn, you will run out of
personally, plot. Like, I don't... If the combat is so one way... You know, in terms of like, I don't even bother rolling the dice in terms of like, accept that the
guys,
you know, because it speeds things up. You know, like, you know, it's like, okay, he's going to hit me with such overwhelming force. I'll just roll my attacks back. Did I call as casualty? No, my guys are removed.
Yeah, I'll do it. We'll play the game up to this and you'll see that.
Taking like 5-10 seconds.
But what you need to be aware of is on the hard clock system is if I'm playing Paul and it's my turn and I'm fighting and Paul wins the combat and now he's fighting me and pursuing me, it goes on his clock.
Yeah, yeah, because the initiative.
Because you need to manage your clock.
Yeah, you do. So something I didn't mention with Winter Roller is that it's got the option of using Regiments of Renown. So this is the document that came...
It's a crazy document we did years ago.
No, not us. It came from Poland.
The mad one. It had like a million entries in.
So it's just cool. So in LG22, I mean, no one is going to read this tournament pack before playing it.
Nobody reads anything.
No one will read this. I've already given it out to the players. None of them will have read it. But like, they can take Regiments of Renown to the LGT22, which is cool. Which is also a lovely hobby way of like... For the person that's completed their army years ago and doesn't add anything to it, this is a cool way to add something to it. Because there are now model STLs for most of these units.
Okay, so you can chew on a little bit of some variety in it.
Yeah, and they are restricted in a sensible way, and there are some units that won't work for others because they never would.
And none of them are game-breaking.
I've tried playing a Skaven army with some cavalry, two regiments of... Regiment and Cavalry. It didn't make me have something of a cavalry army. We've been sensible. You can't end up with more artillery than two units of artillery in an army. Because if you take... You know, there's a way it works. It's like the Regiment and replace one of your options in your list.
Right.
So if I had an Empire army and I have... if I take the artillery guns on this, I can't take... that replaces my options of taking one of my artillery.
And they're probably inferior anyway.
The Galloper guns. Yeah, because they are led by a minor hero, like the name of the guy, they've got that +1 to attack on their profile. So they're all 5 points more, oh no, 10 points more than their equivalent non-Regiment of Renown. And yeah. I think that's cool. Like, yeah, and then that's a way of balancing. It's just basically, I can't see the way to... I don't think that breaks anything.
I didn't read it. I only read the story.
Exactly, because that's as far as you'd go. Yeah. But it's there as an option to the TO.
In fact, I only read the scenarios I was looking to use.
Exactly. See, like, very limited time in Barry's world. Like, only tell me what I need to know. What's the bill?
What's the bill, god damn it. Oh, that's cool.
Yeah,
cool.
It's cool.
And we won't be using that.
I'm really happy with this because it's come from an external source. I asked permission, and we made one or two sensible changes with it, to mitigate the worst excess of it, and there it is.
Did you have Jim involved in?
Yeah. And I hope people use it, but up to them, really. Yeah, it's cool. Mm. Personally, I would say I was playing Empire. I'd be like, oh, this is a cool way to add some cool alternative things in it. Like Empire's running around with the unit of ogres in Gorfang's mercenary ogres. That'd be quite fun.
Yeah, it'd be nice. Yeah. They don't have any access to that.
Yeah. So, mm-hmm.
Unit them.
Unit them. Nice. Quite cool. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Supported by Halberdiers.
Yeah. Yeah. Might give me something I didn't already have. Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. Mm-hmm. Right. So, what are we up to next? Your events?
So the LG22 is the 1st and 2nd of October.
Yep.
I'll be there on the 30th of September, the Friday, for the setup and be around. And that's open play for games. There really is. If people just wanted to turn up on the Friday and play some Warmaster, there is no ticket.
There's no anything.
There's no one checking your tickets. So, you could just do that. Although you didn't hear it from me. I'll be there, hanging out. And then we're staying in St. Albans. It's the Saturday night. So where...
That's a little bit further away than
Where it is, the closest place... It's not the closest place geographically. The closest place, Wood Green, where we tried to go last time. Yeah. But it still took half an hour to get there via cars.
And it's not
cars.
Particularly nice.
No, it wasn't. It was grim. And it was... We had a bad night in terms of... There was a big boxing match on and blah, blah, blah. It was a busy London night. But it's it was one of the belts where he lost his unification belt. Joshua was trying to get all the belts.
Right.
Yeah, and he lost that fight.
And he lost. Yeah.
Anyway, so instead, Tony and Paul came, with St. Albans, they've been out there before, and that's nice. And that's half an hour, instead of going into London, that's half an hour out of London.
Yeah.
Or just round the next few more junctions on the M25, because this place is very close to the M25, Lee Valley Athletic Centre. So that's where we're going. I'm staying there the Saturday night in the Premier Inn in the city centre.
Makes sense.
Me and Jim and Janners and Tony and Paul are definitely there. We're going out on the Saturday night. Obviously, players are welcome to join us for that.
Nice.
But I think for the numbers, I've got 30 tickets sold. For the numbers, I can't have everybody. We can't be everybody all in the same place. It's not going to happen. Not that everybody would be free to go to the same place anyway. But that's where we will be. Join us or don't join us. Yeah.
So I can't make that one because it's my daughter's 18th.
Yeah, it's your daughter's 18th. Yeah.
And I can't. We can't. The
which is a good a good one not to miss. Like your daughter's 18th. Yeah, you should be there.
You should be there. And the Daventry one we can't go out in the evening because I've got to get home.
I've got work the next day, yeah.
Because it's the Champions League final.
Oh, there you go. Like, yeah, that is important too. Liverpool are in that, aren't they?
Against Real Madrid.
Yeah, I can see why you need to watch that. Okay.
I wouldn't have arranged the event.
I wouldn't have done.
but it is what it is.
Yeah.
So the event's on. We finish at 6.
Can Liverpool still win the league?
Yeah, can. But Man City have to draw.
Got to draw, yeah.
Or lose. And we've got to win.
And they're playing Aston Villa?
They're playing Aston Villa. We're playing Wolves.
When do they play that game?
Sunday at 4. So we'll see, but I've got to be home by 8, and that relies on roads and all kinds of stuff, and we can't finish before 6.
Yeah, I get it. I mean,
and it's 2 hours away, so it'll be interesting.
I've got work the next day, so
no social event, unfortunately.
Sadly not.
But there will be.
Plus, at Battlefield Hobbies, there's nowhere obvious.
Well,
to
you've
go,
told that story already, haven't you?
I mean, you've got to drive wherever you're going. Like,
I'm pretty sure it was your military officer accent that opened all those doors. In the north.
Yeah. Oh, the Scottish event we've got to talk about.
Oh, yeah. North of the Wall.
North of the Wall, yeah.
So we're going to that. We've booked flights.
Yes.
Which, in this world, I mean, my kids were giving me a load of grief about we're killing the planet, but it's like half the price and a quarter of the time. So
what? To fly to Scotland?
Yeah.
Oh, well, fair enough, yeah.
So it's like, what are you supposed to do? Spend twice as much money and four times as much time to get on a train?
Yeah.
It's only, I think it was £50 each way on the flight?
Oh, it's nothing, isn't it? It's like,
I think it's £100 return on the flight, and I think it was like crackers money on the train.
So we're going up there on the Friday at a decent time.
In the afternoon
to get there. We're there the Friday night, the Saturday night, and we're back on the Sunday after the event.
Well, I'm not sure after the event. I couldn't get a time from them, but we fly at 7.
Oh, okay.
I think it's less than an hour away.
Yeah,
but
you've
got to be there 2 hours before, so we'd probably have to leave at 4.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we'll get to play to the end, maybe not, I don't know.
Well, if I'm going to win the event, hopefully I am. Jesus.
I'm playing Demon, so I ain't winning the event.
I mean, so for me, I'll be taking Skaven to yours, which you've called we've called the Grand Tournament, haven't you? What have you called yours?
GT.
You called it a Grand Tournament, yeah.
Together.
I'll be taking a Breakpoint 20 Skaven army to that.
Really? You're going to make some friends?
Well, with Skaven, you're not meant to make friends.
We didn't finish that. The other clock system.
Oh, sorry.
That's where we're on. The other clock system is a round timer, which is what I'm using. It's the old-fashioned way. It's the gentleman way. Now, that's you.
Mm-hmm. Go on.
You'll struggle fighting on your turn to have a break 20 army in an hour and 15.
I don't struggle with that.
Well. Like, a normal human would struggle.
I don't roll a lot of the dice. That's why it's like I don't
should on your
to.
Turn. If you're fighting on your turn, I guess if you let them charge you, they're going to run out of clock fighting you.
Well, whatever.
Like the rope-a-dope, like Ali Fraser.
I've not come close to running out of time.
What about your opponents?
Well, neither are they because the game's done. Okay. Like either they've beaten me or I've seen
break 20. That's the one I've said, wasn't it? Break
20. No, so it's almost all clan rats and with plague monks.
Right.
Yeah, so it's not how I want to play Skaven, but it's how if I'm going to get anywhere with Skaven, it's how I'm forced to play Skaven. I was going
to play to their strengths.
Yeah, explain to their strengths. I was going to play at Worldmaster, the Daventry, but that didn't happen because I got into work. So now I've moved that list onto your event.
So they have an 11% discount on the basic infantry because they get 5 points off the 45, don't they?
Yeah.
To get to 40.
Yep.
For no reason. Why is the reason?
Don't.
What's different between a Skaven clan rat and a halberdier?
One's got shoes.
What, the Skaven?
Yeah. No, shit, neither of them do.
So, neither of them have shoes. the problem with the clock system I'm using is that it's open to abuse by people with massive break armies.
But I wouldn't.
In particular.
I'm not the one who will be. My games will finish.
Not the only one with a big break army. I had another list that was break 16.
Oh, who, what, Tomb Kings?
No, Witch Hunters.
witch hunters.
Oh, yeah, fanatics. They're rubbish. You know, like, are the best.
There's a lot of fighting, a lot of dice rolling.
Yeah, a lot of dice rolling. All right. I mean, I don't think any other army realistically gets beyond...
Tomb Kings can get massive.
Yeah, but they don't...
I think I did a 23 once.
Yeah, but do they actually use an army that's that high? They like, the most breakpoint I've seen on any other race is 16. Yeah, I haven't seen it.
Token, 23 yeah, break. It was rubbish. Yeah. So we got beat by cavalry.
Yeah, it was beaten. Like, yeah. Yes, and this breakpoint 20 Skaven army can actually win.
Because the problem about your skelly bobs, they're only two attacks, aren't they?
They're terrible.
They really are really rough.
Yeah.
So, at least your Skaven have got three
In my diary, there is a date for another Warmaster event on the 22nd of October, but I can't remember.
That's got to be a try. No, it's not a Tri-Wiz.
I can't remember who was planning that one. And there's a Tri-Wiz on the 11th of March next year.
Okay, so back to the round clock again. We've gone on a tangent again. So, you have 2.5 hours for the round.
Uh-huh.
And at the end of 2.5 hours, the game ends.
Yeah, yeah.
You warn them, it's coming, yeah, 10 minutes, yeah. Last 5 minutes, and then boom, dice down, that's it. And you look, and if somebody's got a win on the scoring, so if somebody's got 7 control points, the other person's got 4, you win.
You win.
Obviously, if someone's broken, you've won already. If there's no winner on board, it's a draw. You both lose.
Fair enough. Yeah.
That's how a lot of game systems use that.
Yeah.
Magic the Gathering.
I mean, in terms of a tournament organizer, that's quite an easy one to manage. Because you've got, like, you know, you are controlling the round time.
Yeah. There's nobody could. Because the problem with your chess clock, people start fucking around with balls in them.
Yeah, yeah.
And you well, go, like, hang on, the round should have finished 20 minutes ago.
Yeah,
and
how got... Exactly. Yeah, that is an issue.
But, that is a big issue.
But that is, you know, so there's. Every system has its flaws, and like the way I'm playing it, a hard clock, yeah, exactly. If the players start messing with their clock,
you know, forget, like, to start it
or whatever, like, oh, I forgot. Like,
we did deployment off the clock.
Yeah, I hear you, like, for a round time.
So this one is the cleanest because I'm in control.
Yeah.
I start the clock, I end the clock.
Yeah.
If you can't get a result between you and you're both being nice about it and you're both trying to win, then that's sad. Yep. But you both get a lot. If one of you's being an idiot during that, you've got to call over the judge. You've got to say, look, we're never going to get this game done. This guy's taking like 1,000,000 hours pre-measuring everything. He's got a massive army.
Yeah.
He's taking like 30 minutes to do turn one when there's nothing to do.
Yeah.
I mean, literally, how you play in a tournament... In my like, you deploy quickly, you do the early turns quickly, and then you got time to play the important turns.
Exactly, yeah.
If you're fanning around measuring everything early on and taking forever making decisions,
things don't really matter. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, just don't overcommit stuff. Move everything once.
Like try and get your army to move one order up.
Yeah. That's it. Keep in line.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Move an order up.
Yeah.
Happy days. So we'll see how it works. It puts a lot of pressure on me and Jim in that if people aren't playing in the right manner, because you have to be it's the don't be a dick rule.
Yeah.
Basically, if people
are social etiquette. Maybe.
If people are being dicks, you have to tell them if you don't get a result, you are losing too.
Yeah.
You both lose, and then at the end of the day, that's why the prizes at the end are small.
Yeah.
Because all you're getting for winning, getting 3 wins and no losses or draws, is a pair of dice.
Mm. That's cool. That's a cool way to do it. Yeah.
So it takes all the pressure off. If you both lose, you both lose. Big deal.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you got the pride of winning the event. Like,
I get the dice. I'm pretty sure Janos will get set dice.
Probably sure. Probably guarantee that one. I think he's taking ogres.
Oh, well, now that will be a challenge.
If I come up against him, my breakpoint 20 Skaven versus ogres will be a very interesting game. Because...
It won't be an interesting game. I can't see how he can win.
Oh, no, he won't go anywhere. I'll have to go to his.
Yeah, and he'll be in the woods. defending ogres.
I'll have to get across the table and take another 5 turns of advance.
But we're using scenarios, so he might not have the option.
Might not.
He might have to commit. Might not be pitch battle.
Might not. I can't see. fine. I'll leave you. That's your event. I wait and see. I'm glad that you're using my pack.
Round one will be pitch battle, and they'll be predestined.
I would have left the last round to be pitch battle, personally. That's how I like the final to be a pitch battle.
Do you? Well, maybe the final will be. I haven't committed to anything.
Exactly. We're just going to be pitch battle 3 times.
If round one goes well, why not?
Because you're such a Tory.
I'm not a Tory. I'm a conservative, but not a Tory. Right, so north of the border, we're staying in the world's cheapest hotel.
Well, it's Scotland, isn't it?
You say that, but Scotland's not all cheap. How can it be £50 for 2 people? Where are we staying? Are you sure it's just not stable?
That is the same place that Jim and Jan is, like you say. I trust...
They don't stay in slums.
They don't stay in slums. And I trust... exactly. So I was like, oh, cool. Just do what they do.
Do what the cool folk do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then, have you heard about next... The only other tournament I signed up for is the next Triwiz, which is mixed doubles.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Blind mixed doubles.
That's the one... Is that in October or is that in next year?
Next year.
That's next year, yeah.
Like
that's
March. So, quite a lot of players.
Yeah, because, doubles are fun. Yeah.
Because I think normally they cap at 20.
You get mixed. You don't know who your partner's going to be each round.
Yeah, exactly. So normally it's 20 players, so they can get 40 players, which is like loads.
Great if they do. It's like with the ticket sales for the LGT, it seemed to stagnate at 30. My mark of success is to get enough people so it needs a sixth round. But I'm not going to be upset if it doesn't. Like, I think up in Scotland it's a 30-man event or something like that. It's close to 30, isn't it? High 20s? Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, yeah. They're doing a five-round event.
Then they start jettisoning their own players.
Yeah, people. Yeah.
It's like, you out.
I mean, it's cool.
There's a Southern Bastard coming. You're out.
And they'll host us. Like, that's why I love it. They'll host us really well. Like, I expect to be very drunk on the Saturday night, not having a clue what anyone's saying to me.
Well, you won't be winning Sunday if you get too drunk. You'll be like Janus, half a... Pair side, to bed.
If the Skaven go well in your event, I take Skaven to North of the Wall.
Don't be that
I'll
guy.
Be like, I'll be hung by a gibbet outside.
Break 20 Skaven in every scenario. Because that was the other thing. Jim was talking about introducing limits on
break. But if you do that, that's basically only penalising Skaven.
Well, some other low big break builds.
If you set the limit at 16, that means it's only penalising Skaven. It's true.
And theoretically, Tomb Kings and Goblins and stuff, but it's not really.
Not really. They cap at that sort of size. I've never seen anybody play a bigger army than that. Apart from Skaven.
Well, why pick 16?
Yeah, exactly.
Why not 12?
Why not 12? 12 is right. 12 would be interesting because that affects a lot of armies.
Well, it doesn't affect that many. Most of my armies are under 12. Under 12.
Yeah,
like
yeah,
9,
most
10.
Of yours. But, you're not... Yeah, but other people's armies are bigger than that. Yeah. Can be.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. All right, cool. Right, have you got anything else to say? Or we got... Leon. Leon, he did well, didn't he? In the end, he managed to get over the... I've got to be hand on heart. I was fearful that... trying to do metal miniatures in this mad world we're in now.
But it's exactly, he funded, didn't he?
He did fund it. Hopefully he's got some, he's doing some of the work internally.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not sure in this world you could ever pay an artist or a sculptor to actually do the work anymore. Where are you getting the funding for that from? Because to sculpt that range would have probably cost $4,000.
I mean, he did it as a labour of love.
It's
a labour of love, isn't it? Then it's labour of love. I mean, it's fantastic that it did, and congratulations. I mean, right, so Leon has kickstarted a New Orc and Goblin metal range.
Like feral.
Feral Orcs.
Like, so, what were they called? Savage, yeah. The ones with the... I'll look forward to painting tattoos on them.
Yeah.
For the six of invulnerable
right,
same
I mean,
thing.
Right now, it just goes straight to strength because there's just more and more choices going out there of armies. And... with 3D printing and like STL files coming out of new ranges, it all looks great. It all looks amazing.
See, that is a list I could a variant list I could get behind.
I mean, like I was looking at Empire the other day, and you could generally do a different looking unit for every unit. Like, as in a unique models for every unit. So I've got like 4 units of Halberdiers, and they're from 4 different
sources.
How many
4 units are there?
No, I'm just saying theoretically.
Jeez.
So you could. It's really cool for that, and that's even before you even go into the world of, these models are counting as that models. Like, take 3 war wagons and use them as heavy cavalry or pistoliers or whatever. Like, as in, like, they're war wagon models, I'm going to use them as that.
I saw a picture of elite halberdiers. Have you ever seen them?
What, GWs?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
They're like missile troops.
Yeah, they were designed on a strip different way, yeah.
With no command.
Right.
What's that all about? Well, you're meant to take the command from the basic info and just use them on the flank.
But a command stand is only an aesthetic thing.
Yeah, but it just looks nice, doesn't it?
Exactly. It's a complete, but it's not have no game value. Yeah. It's not a game thing.
Oh, mean, there certainly are. One thing I would say, it might not be a manufacturer's wet dream, the current market, but it certainly is a fucking player's wet dream.
Oh, it's fantastic.
Oh, yeah. My God almighty. Oh, yeah. Sweet Lord of Love.
No, it's cool.
I mean, the only cost in this game now is painting.
Yeah.
Whether you can stomach paint it yourself or you're going to pay someone to paint it, that's where the time and effort and energy comes from.
Yeah. Exactly.
It's not on the shout. It used to be, oh, I can't collect Skaven because it's going to cost me a kidney.
Too much, yeah.
Because they're £30 a unit and then millions of them.
Yeah,
now it's like,
yeah.
Get yourself a printer, print your own fucking ones.
Yeah, exactly.
Cost you £200 to print an army.
Yeah, well, and that's.
And then you can print
as many armies as you want.
Yeah, exactly.
You know. Then you can go in business for yourself and not selling off what you printed.
On eBay.
Yeah.
Without a license.
Yeah, exactly.
Like everybody else is fucking
it. Exactly.
So that's why I haven't got, if there's anybody interested is why I haven't got involved. It's because there's no way anybody's protecting this IP once it's in the
impossible.
Wild.
Yeah.
So Etsy, eBay.
I did see someone there was an issue of like some Epic models, and there's some great Epic ranges coming out as well, where the guy had designed some stuff and then it was being sold without his permission. And it was like, yeah, I'm stealing my IP. And it's like, hang on, your IP is based on what something you've stolen yourself. Like,
but it doesn't always have to be like that.
No, what he was talking about is something is they look alike GW stuff.
Well, were they look alike?
Yeah, they were.
Oh, well, then
so it's like then so you're being hang on, you're criticizing someone stealing your IP when you stole the IP in the first place to create the range.
That's why I paid somebody to do the art. That's why it cost me another £4,000 in art.
No, you did it the right way.
Well, yeah, but now you're looking back at it, it seems like rose-tinted glasses, because if you're doing it now, you just go get a 3D sculptor, sculpt me the GW shit, looking exactly like that.
Yeah.
You sell it, it's STLs,
yeah.
Don't try and sell the miniatures, because sell the STLs, then what are they going to cease and desist? It's already in there, it's already done.
Done, yeah.
What are you going to do?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. So, anyway, if you want to get into small-scale stuff, Warmaster Epic. That's why I'm doing Epic.
Yeah.
To be fair, I've printed two armies off already. I've got an.
Because you've got to use a different army every time, haven't you?
Correct.
To maximise your scores.
I've got an Orc army
that's
printed off. I've done a Space Marine.
So what will you use in July?
Well,
you don't
if
know.
I play,
probably
I'm going to have to play, realistically, even if I lose.
Yeah.
I don't mind, I'll be bottom table. It'll either be Necrons, because they look awesome.
Never seen them on the table before. That's how.
No, that's how what rare.
Yeah, rare that is. Yeah.
And that was from what was it? Anklo, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Anklo. Or the Nurgle.
Yeah.
They're
really
good.
They're
really good. So I played a game recently against Gary, the guy that we went to Guildford with, and he had a really nicely painted Nurgle army.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was trying to use that Dark Elder shit I bought off Red.
Yeah.
So turn a deployment. I filled my entire deployment side, there's fucking tons of stuff. And he had like a small army.
Yeah.
Turn three, I was gone.
That's gone, that's off.
Nothing. Everything was dead or broken.
Yeah.
And I've done nothing.
Yeah.
Because all his stuff is like armoured, three
resilient.
Of armour,
yeah,
fearless.
Yeah. Yeah.
So break markers mean nothing.
Yeah,
you break them, don't give a shit. My stuff, no armour.
Yeah,
light vehicle.
Yeah.
So
bang.
Anti-personnel, anti-vehicle,
everything
hits them.
Big. Yeah.
They're all skimmers, you blow them up, they're dead, everything in them's dead. It's like, ooh, these are hard, man. I don't think I'll be playing these anytime soon.
Yeah.
So, and you're going to the event, obviously, Steel Legion.
No, I've used that.
Well, if you don't, I'll be using your Steel Legion.
Oh, you can use my Steel Legion if you like. Yeah,
that's the hardest nails made that list.
I might take World Eaters, for example. I'm
regular
Steel
Marines.
Legions. Huh? Regular Marines, yeah. No, not regular Marines, World Eaters.
Chaos Marines. Yeah, but weren't they regular Marines that then flipped? Weren't there, it's like a pre-heresy World Eaters.
No, it's Chaos Space Marines. Like,
is
Chaos
it?
The World Eater list, yeah. Like,
I don't know this fluff. Were they white? And then
no, originally, yeah.
Right, there you go, that's it. See, pre-heresy they were white.
Pre-heresy they were white, yeah.
Because people talk about playing Horus Heresy, which I haven't done. And
that'd be cool, yeah.
Well, they're re-releasing that. Oh, so they're Steel Legion, which the list is just fucking nuts, mate.
Yeah, it's good.
My MVP list. You ain't breaking this unless you've got some. Oh, you're a good player. Because it was massive, wasn't it? It was nearly 1,000. Oh, a third of your army in one unit.
Yeah, the tank company. Yeah, the reinforced tank company. I mean, it did get broken.
Only once.
It didn't get taken off the table, though.
Only once. Yeah. And you didn't lose that point, did you?
No, because it wasn't taken off the table. Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, I don't think it's possible to break that.
We need to wrap it up so we can do it.
Well, yeah, so what we're doing next... Oh, yeah, you're exactly right. So we're going to play a game. mm-hmm. and we're going to play a game of 1,000 points. We're going to 4K camera, which happens to be my phone, so if it starts fucking ringing, I don't know what we'll do. I'll video when Paul's playing, he'll video when I'm playing. It's 1,000 points, we're going to play in an hour.
Yep, easy.
What do you say now? And then it'll be on YouTube.
Let's do it.
Okay, yeah. See you later.
Later.
Attention! If you need to get your miniatures safely from point A to point B, then get yourself a KR Multicase. KR Multicases come in all manner of different shapes and sizes, and have gamer-friendly pricing. So do yourself a favour and get yourself a KR Multicase today! Soft foam, hard cases.